We've got a very special guest here and a very special type of program that's going to help a lot of young people. Cynthia Basden is the program manager for education, employment, and training at the Community Renewal Team, CRT.
And she's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. And Cynthia, first of all, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, right into that mic.
We've got a big event on this job training and an opportunity for young men and women to gain a well-paying career. So let's start there. What's going on with the job training?
Okay, so currently Community Renewal Team Youth Build AmeriCorps program is recruiting individuals from the city of Hartford between the ages of 18 to 24 for our construction training program, and that's through Youth Build through CRT. So currently that's what we're doing. We're having an orientation on December 7th at 2:30, and that orientation is going to be held at 1443 Main Street in Hartford.
Now, again, I understand that these young people have not graduated yet from high school, but the point being that here they are in that particular age bracket, okay? They're going to be in construction work, but at the same time, they work on the program to get their high school diploma for the future. This is different. But certainly, it's going to get some young people, and I know you've got some that already are doing well that have been through this program.
Yes, we do. And yes, it is for those individuals for that particular age bracket. And our goal is to help these students, help these individuals in their life. You know, just because you don't have a high school diploma, it's okay. Come and get your high school diploma, and also come and get your certifications for construction, and come and, you know, do something that's going to make you profitable in the work environment. And yes, we do have quite a few individuals that have already completed the program, and they are very, very successful. We have Warren, who completed the program, is now working for the union, and he's doing an awesome job. He helped build the donut park, and every time he drives by there, he gets the fulfillment of knowing that I had a part to take in that.
That's where the baseball is.
Dunkin' Donuts Park, sure. Now, Cynthia, take us, first of all, through what's going to happen on December the 7th when someone shows up, 18 to 24 years of age, from Hartford.
So they'll come in, and we will show them who we are at Community Renewal Team, what we have to offer them and their families. Then we'll talk about our Youth Build program. We'll show them videos. We'll do a little icebreaker to get to know them a little bit. We'll answer any questions. We'll tell them all about the program, how it started out in, New York. And right now, it's all across the United States, as well as in Japan and other places as well. It started out as a little project, and it has grown into such an awesome thing for youth to give back to their communities while they are gaining something themselves.
And they got a job. They get paid.
Employment. They get a stipend. They get a stipend every 2 weeks just for them to come and to have a little payment, a little something in their pockets while they're training.
Well, how long does the training last?
The training normally will last about 6 months or longer, but they're with us for life. We have people that have come by, and it's been a year or 2 years ago, and they still come in to let us know how they're doing. Our doors are always open for them. So if they don't have employment, we do have follow-up. We follow up with them for 1 year. Even if it's 2 years later and they need employment, they actually come by. They come and see us, and they say, right now I need a job. And it's like, come on, let us help you out, because our doors are always open for them.
And you get a lot of jobs. I know that for a fact.
We get them employment. We refer them to employers. We help them with training, the job readiness training, everything they need in order to be successful.
So take us through a typical day if they get accepted. What's a typical day like?
So a typical day is 8:30, they'll arrive in. We have a morning meeting with them where they'll learn a word for the day to increase their vocabulary. We'll talk to them about what the day is going to be like, and then they transition into the construction training half of the class, and the other half of the class will go to their GED classes so that they can begin to develop and get what they need in order to get their high school diploma. And then they do that for a week, and then they switch. The people that were in the GED class now go to construction, and then the people that were in construction go to GED so that they can get everything. And then we also do community service. If they're going to be a part of this program, they have to give back to the community. So we do community service. We go out and we paint different shelters. We distribute food to those in need. We do so much, even as it relates to the community service.
You know, Cynthia, this is really a tremendous step forward. I remember when kids quit school, okay, quit school, didn't get a diploma. Some just got a diploma, but they didn't have jobs. You have put together a program that starts here and goes right through. And it's amazing what these kids have done once they know how to do it.
And that is totally true. I give all honor to Community Renewal Team for being there, for taking on this particular grant, the Youth Build AmeriCorps grant, and being able to provide this opportunity for the individuals in the city of Hartford, because we need it. They need it. They need to be able to have something that they can rely on, and then something that they can turn key to their own youth, their own individuals in their communities to give back to. And it's just a wonderful opportunity that Community Renewal Team provides.
But, you know, Cynthia, you were quoted as saying what this does for an individual, for example, is they develop a solid work ethic. They know they have to show up on time. They have to be ready for work every day. Talk about that.
Exactly. And that is so true, because it's very important that they realize that coming to the program, we're going to treat it just like work. You can't come in whenever you want to. You have to be on time. You have to show that when you're speaking to people, you speak to them with care and not just speak any type of way. You can't just come in and do what you want to do, because if we allow you to do that, then we're setting you up for failure. We definitely make sure that the students get everything they need to get in order for them to be successful out in the work field, in their own lives, in their own community. We're just there to do what we have to do, and we make sure that they get that. Sometimes, you know, they might get a little upset if I'm speaking to them about their tardiness, but it's okay, you know, because
I wouldn't want you to get upset with me. I can tell you that.
Out in the real
me
world.
Me neither.
Okay, Brad. Out in the real world, you have to be on time or you can lose your job.
That's right.
And things of that sort. So we just try to make sure that what they receive with us is what they know that they're going to receive when they leave us.
What I like about it, though, is that you are always their friend.
Yes.
If down the road they have a little problem, that they can come back and you can put them on the track. You know, if they lose a job, that you can get. This is something that I think is tremendous for this particular age group.
And we have a lot more to talk about with our guest, Brad, but I know traffic is an issue, so we're going to get an update on that.
And we have a very special guest with us this morning, Cynthia Basden, who's Program Manager for Education, Employment, and Training at CRT, the Community Renewal Team, and taking young people, haven't graduated from high school, don't have their diploma yet, they get their diploma. They not only get that, they get trained for a construction job. They do different types of jobs, but right now construction, and they're about ready to welcome some more students.
Well, and again, this is students from Hartford, 18 to 24 years of age. Cynthia, I mean, how many can you handle from an application standpoint?
Well, what we currently do is we take in about 50 to 100 applications, because those individuals have to go through mental toughness, and the mental toughness lasts for about 2 weeks. We look at their timeliness in coming in. We look at if they're a team player and things of that sort. And a lot of times you get a lot of youth that don't make it through the mental toughness. Currently, we are in need of about 39 individuals. In January, we're looking to enroll about 18 individuals. So we're during that orientation we have December 7th, we plan on having as many people as we can come to the orientation, and we plan on holding other orientations as well.
Okay, now the orientation on December 7th takes place where?
1443 Main Street in Hartford. That's Community Renewal Team's Youth Artisan and Technology Center, and that's where the students will actually be at when they receive their training as well.
Okay. You know, one of the things that, to me, is fabulous, and I remember when I was in the Marine Corps, I had a drill instructor that had this kind of a program for certain recruits that didn't have the education. And they put them through the whole thing, and it's amazing. So this is what we need more of, I think, in the cities.
I totally agree with you. We have to have something for these individuals to come to just because they don't have the high school diploma. And we even take individuals if they have a record. They could have been incarcerated. It's okay. We still will take them. We still will help them. We still will give them the training and everything that's needed, from life skills to training, to make them successful.
And they all don't make it, do they?
No, they all don't make it. They all don't make it. But we do at least take in those individuals, and those 18 like that we're planning on enrolling in January, we'll take those. Anybody where it's just not a good fit, we still will refer them to other community-based organizations in Hartford where they might can get the services they need.
Now, the people who show up on Thursday, December 7th at 2:30 p.m. at CRT's location, 1443 Main Street in Hartford, do they need to bring anything with them? What should they bring?
Well, they'll receive an application on that day.
Okay.
And on the application, it'll tell them that they need to bring their transcript from when they were in school, their birth certificate, their social security card. There's a list of things that they need to bring, and we can't obtain copies. We need to have the originals.
Right.
So if they don't have it during orientation, they'll always have the opportunity to bring those things back to us with the application.
Okay. And when they show up on December 7th, that's going to be for how long? How long should they plan on being there on that day?
They should plan on being there approximately an hour. Okay. Once we have discussion, once we have icebreaker, we go over the application. We talk about Community Renewal Team and the services we have. We talk about the actual program and what it entails in depth. So about an hour, and then they take some testing so we can see where they actually are in their reading and math.
You talk about mental toughness. I know Brad, the Marines are going through Brad's mind, as well they should, but describe the mental toughness they have to go through.
So the mental toughness is making sure that they come in on time. They might have to do some exercising. They might have to do some running around the building. They have to do some team building activities where we break them out into different sections where we can see their team building skills. We do a lot of different things with them just to check them out mentally, you know, where they are.
This should be, no wonder it's all over. Now, this started just as a small start up, and it's all over the country now.
It's all over the country now. It's awesome what Youth Build is doing.
I know, Cynthia, you want to thank some partners to make this happen, including the Hartford Housing Authority, MDC, Capital Community College, Meadows Real Estate Management and Development Corporation, Hartford Area Habitat for Humanity, and CT Carpenters Local 43 Carpenters.
Yes, huh? Definitely want to thank all our partners, all our supporters. Without them, we couldn't have been so successful as we have been through these years that we have had the Youth Build Miracle Program.
This is too
you just said, you know something? You just talking. See?
Brad's going to show up on December 7th.
Ooh, that'll be awesome.
Check out his mental toughness, would you?
this is something like this is long overdue. And
but it's been going on for a while. How many years in Hartford has it gone on?
For Community Renewal Team since 2009.
2009,
it's
okay.
been going on.
Yeah.
But it's been going on in the country for much longer than that. It's been at least 15, 20 years, I believe.
Wow.
And, I mean, the success story that you relate involving the individual who went through your training and then ends up building Dunkin' Donuts Park, being a part of that, being part of the UConn Downtown Project, that's a great story,
fabulous,
Cynthia.
Fabulous.
It really is. We have so many success stories. Mm-hmm. Our students are doing an awesome job, and they can, as long as they put forth the effort. We're there 100% to give them what they need to be successful, but they also have to do their part, and he's done his part.
And we're talking well-paying jobs here, right?
Yes, to be in a union, very well-paying job. It's like, oh, maybe I should take the training.
I just think it's fabulous what you're doing.
Yeah, it really is.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You were able to come in here so Dan and I could tell our audience some of the things that are going on in the city.
Awesome, awesome. And we at Community Renewal Team, thank you both so very much for having us this morning, having us be a part, having us be able to relay this information to the community, to the people that you serve. We thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. If people want more information, they can call 860-560-5308, 860-560-5308, or you can email youthbuild@crtct.org. That's youthbuild@crtct.org. Well, this is fantastic, Cynthia. Good luck.
Thanks
again.
Keep us posted, by the way.
I will.
Thank you again so much for having us.
Do you have the word for the day, by the way? What's the word for the day?
No, I don't. The students actually decide the word.
Awesome.
The word. So it might be communication. They have to put it into a sentence. They have to look up the definition so that it builds them up. So
terrific.
Wow. Okay.
Well, our word for the day is renewal. How's
renewal.
That?
All right. Yeah.
Sounds
all right.
Great.
Community
awesome.
Renewal Team.
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless
Keep
you
it
as
up.
Well.
Keep
Thank
it
you.
Up.
Thank you for having us.